Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Today we've got the smart and sexy women from the Lady Gang podcast in the studio, and we're going to get into some very hot girl talk. Just you wait. Thanks for listening. It seems like on almost every podcast, I advise women that what feels good to you might not be what feels good to someone else. Exploring your own self-pleasure is not only fun, but it's an important part of learning what really works for you. For 30 years, Vibratex has understood that giving women options means more than offering a variety of colors. To help women explore, they're among the first to introduce toys that rotate and twist to stimulate all your sensitive areas. One of my favorite examples is the Dahlia from Vibratex. The battery-powered Dahlia is a silky smooth, beautifully shaped dual stimulation vibe. You know, it hits your clitoris and your G-spot. The splash-proof exterior is 100% body-safe, phthalate-free, and latex-free. But the best part is the rotating shaft. Nothing rotates quite like this baby. You can also play with the 5 vibration patterns and 4 intensity levels, so I know you'll find the one that's perfect for you. So let's get on with the exploration. The Dahlia is just one of more than 50 unique Vibratex products available for your own experimentation. Visit sexwithemily.com to see the full selection or to learn more about the Dahlia.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you know what you should do there? You know. You gotta subscribe to the newsletter and the podcast. So easy, because we do 2 podcasts a week, and you will never miss an episode. You just subscribe. There it goes into your phone. It's awesome. And we are coming at you live from the Gibson Showroom in Beverly Hills, and I'm with Menace. What up, Menace?
What's going on? What's the latest?
The latest is...
Are you hooking up with anybody yet?
No, dude. This is like the longest I've ever gone without sex in my entire life. It's sort of like it's been 2 months and 2 weeks.
Well, how are you meeting people?
I realized that I'm not really
trying.
No.
Okay. I've been no Tinder, nothing.
Vacation. Bumble.
Bumble.
Doing, approaching that, thinking about it. I'm not really like, it's weird.
Wait,
I've been gone
Bumble,
a few dates.
Is Bumble the one
the
that
chicks
you...
pick, yeah, like the guys.
Oh, yeah,
Sandy
yeah, yeah.
Hawkins. I'm
How
like,
is
oh,
it?
Yeah, yeah. No, I haven't done it yet.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not really,
it.
I have a date
Isn't
coming up,
there a
but
thing?
I'm not really like, gone out with people, but no sex.
Uh-huh.
Like 2 months, the longest in my
well,
life,
you love,
which is weird.
You love meeting people through friends. Isn't there one called like Hinge where you have
Yeah, I did that.
Facebook?
Like, yeah, I
you
did Hinge
like
once.
One?
I did for like a second. And then, oh, do you remember when I did my blind Tinder date on the show? You weren't there for that episode, but I did a blind Tinder date. That was my one Tinder date, and I did it on the show live because why the hell not?
Mm-hmm.
And I ran into him recently. I was at the April Foolishness K-Rock thingy, and he was there, and then he asked me out again, and I was like, I think I just liked us on the podcast Tinder date. But no, right now I'm sort of just...
Just hanging, just put it out there.
It's weird. Like, I feel like I'm doing a lot of just not... When you're not focusing all your energy on that, the sex and the penis and all that, it's like...
Yeah.
Creative stuff's
well,
happening.
You're doing Loveline 5 nights a week now.
Yeah, so now
you
I'm
just
doing Loveline every
I'm
night.
I'm sure people will hit you
I
up.
I know. I actually did meet someone cute on there, but I can't talk about it right now.
All right.
Also, Menace, I just want to say that I'm very excited because we are finally going to do our drunk podcast.
We
which
are.
We've been talking about since show 69.
When is this happening?
Which was 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, oh my God, show 69. We're totally going to get drunk. And then
we'll
just
do,
never
oh,
did it.
Show 200.
Do you know
oh,
when we're doing
2000.
It? When we're having our office party.
Oh, really?
At my house.
Who's miking that up?
You are. Sorry.
I am?
Madison.
You guys didn't tell me anything?
We're doing it at my house, but I decided that all the girls, you never get to all hang out. They think you're, like, mean, and they don't know that you like them and stuff. And I'm like,
what?
No, Madison's actually cool. We got to hang out. And so I thought, well, as long as we're all hanging out, we
I
might
just
well
demand
do the drunk
quality,
show.
And some people that don't work for you anymore were effing morons, and I just couldn't stand them.
He was so mean. No, right. But still, they don't know you. So I thought, I just want to tell you that we're going to do the drunk podcast.
Okay. Good.
Which, what if it's like, what if the drunk podcast is the best podcast ever? And then we just have to
I'm
get
sure
drunk for
gonna
every show.
I'm sure it's going to be awful, but we'll finally get it out of the way.
I don't know.
But we anyways, did,
okay.
Who
anyway,
cares about me and you?
We have nobody. People in the studio. We've got such sexy women in the studio. I'm so excited, Menace.
Yeah.
Because this is the Lady Gang. Hello, Lady Gang.
The Lady Gang. What is that?
Hello, Sex with Emily. Hey.
Hi guys. Sex. They've got a killer podcast called The Lady Gang.
Yes.
And I was just—it's a celebrity-driven podcast from the minds and mouths of Kelty Knight, Jack Vanek, and Becca Tobin. No subject off limits. And each week a celebrity guest joins them. They have an honest and hilarious look. This is like from your thing, but you're going to explain your own words of what life is really like under the bright lights of Hollywood. And I had a blast on your podcast when I was on.
So you were one of our best guests.
Oh my God.
We learned
people
so much.
People are freaking out about everything you said having to do with lube, having to do with queefing. You covered everything.
I felt like it was intense, but it was like, what do you guys think?
I think you helped so many people, including us find our G-spots, because I knew it was there.
Wait,
but
did you find it?
I did the two fingers.
How did
you
go?
Did?
Yeah,
this is
fine.
So
here's
amazing.
The thing. I already have my question, though.
Go.
I had to pee. That's what it
felt
like.
Yeah, it makes you feel
you have to pee.
Yeah.
And then you don't.
Yeah,
oh, so
you
do,
pee.
And then you
I didn't pee.
Right, that's okay.
But did you give yourself? Smart.
No, I didn't continue on. Like I felt the head to pee, and then I went back. To
okay,
the
so wait, that's good.
Can you have a G spot orgasm that's different than like a clitoral orgasm?
Yes,
thank God we're together again. We still
I'm so glad.
We had an hour with Emily on our episode of the Lady Gang podcast.
That was foreplay.
It was not enough.
That was foreplay. Yeah, let's just be honest. So okay, so that's awesome, Kelty. So that's the thing about the G spot orgasm is another tip for that is. Typically, because Jack just said, is it a clitoral? It helps to have a clitoral one first, if you can. You get that, you know, rub your clitoris. And then your G-spot becomes more pronounced. And then you're more likely to have a G-spot after that happens.
Okay. And then when you have your G-spot orgasm...
Then you have dinner.
Then you have the clitoral orgasm as well at the same time.
You could have a blended. No, there's so many different kinds. So you could have the clitoral one. Some people just have a clitoral one first to kind of warm you up. And then you could have a G-spot one. Some have a blended where you have both at the same time, which is a party.
Wow.
So then you could even have
that sounds so
multiple.
Experienced.
Right. No, I'm telling you.
I don't know if we can do that.
My G-spot orgasms didn't come. I don't remember if I talked about this in your show, but I, for years, was having sex. I was like, why am I not? And I had to, like, spend some serious time with, like, vibrator, like, a G-spot vibe. And, like, it wasn't until, like, a vibrator that I was like, oh, now I get it.
Do you think the vibrator is the best way to get it, to get to it?
I think fingers are the best with lube. Always lube. Or a vibrator. Like, a vibrator, you could have one on your clitoris and one inside of you, like a, and that could have, that to me.
That's like chopsticks.
It is like chopsticks. It totally is. You're like, what? Please nobody come in. No, I know. But there's like little, where the rabbit vibes are great because they do both.
Oh my God. That's the one that's super embarrassing when your parents find it in your house.
Right.
Which
shame
on you because it's like such a monster, you know?
I do have a question.
Yes.
I just got one. It's this like steel, okay, because I read that it's like for the G-spot, like the most perfect thing.
Okay.
It's this like steel sort of.
That's a crowbar, Jack.
It looks like a crowbar.
The Enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's like a dildo. Well, it's more like a dildo because it doesn't vibrate.
Yeah.
But that
and
one
it's so heavy. It's like 10
it's,
pounds.
No, literally, like your luggage, you have to check your luggage and stuff.
Yeah.
It's so heavy, but that is the like holy grail of if that's how you. Yeah, have you tried it?
I tried it once, but then
it's intense.
It yeah.
Because the thing about that is that it's like
it's so heavy.
Right.
You could like do like arm lifts.
You could really like bring it. It's like weights or G-spot. Because the thing about the G-spot is you don't necessarily need vibration. It's more of like pressure. So that's why that's just like it has little balls on the ends and you just keep pressuring it. And that works too. You gotta play with it. That's the thing about G-spot. It's so hard, right? Being women, you gotta like work hard. But once
life's hard enough, Emily.
I know, like who said time? But it's kind of worth it, right? So I love that you guys like, already came in with questions. We're already going, but I mean,
I should have like written some down.
No, we're gonna believe me. There's gonna be more coming up because I just want to say that it was awesome on your show, I wanted just you guys. Let's just start going around, just saying who you are real quick and your. What you do, your social media. Jack, would you like to start?
My name is Jack Vanek. I own a clothing line, and my social media is at Jack Vanek everywhere.
Okay. Love it. Love your clothing line. Which
thank you. You have a few new pieces.
I know. I have them here because I was going to do a little fashion thing. Okay. Thank you.
You've got a fashion body for radio.
I'm just kidding. Exactly. And everyone's like, yeah. We're going to see it.
You got faces for radio.
Right.
Becca Tobin, I used to have a face for television, and then I turned 30, and now I do a podcast, and
perfect.
My Instagram is It's Becca Tobin. Don't bother following me on Twitter. I don't do anything there.
Twitter's
definitely
dead.
It's dead. And that's it.
And it's also gone. An embarrassing name still.
Yeah, Beck.
Slash amazing.
Slash amazing. Hello, I'm Kelty Knight, and I am the one with the most questions. My Twitter, because I'm an old person, and Instagram is at Kelty Knight, but most importantly, we don't really care about our personal
accounts. Yeah, we don't care about us.
At the Lady Gang.
Yes.
Is
both
the jam.
Places.
Tell me about your own words about your podcast.
Basically, you know, we all kind of work in some way in Hollywood, and it's just like even the magazines and the covers and all these celebrity interviews, it's like so airbrushed and so PC, and so this is what my publicist told me to say, and this is what we've promised, that you don't really ever get a real role model, and you don't ever really get to have a real conversation about stuff. And so we just no holds barred. We talk from everything, like we had you on talking about sex, but we talk about the disappointments, about body image, about our skin, about, you know, our lives, our biggest disappointments, how we stay inspired, you know, kind of a little bit of everything. And we're not afraid to call out things that we absolutely hate, and we're not allowed to, we celebrate things we love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I mean, you guys were like, I was sitting there because you guys do your opening part about your good week, bad week.
Yeah.
Is, and you're like, I'm like, God, they're all so beautiful. Like, you guys are so hot. Oh, and I'm like, God, now I'm feeling kind of bad. No, really, you guys are amazing and hot and smart. And I loved being on the show. And it was awesome.
Thank you.
But, okay, I want to get into some. I also want to ask you your relationship status, because we're going to get into some dating and then we're going to move into a little bit of sex. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Boyfriend.
Disgustingly
Jack.
Cute.
I know. Okay, we've seen your Instagram.
Everybody
barf.
Hates it.
Is it Beck real? Like, is it real? It's like a catalog.
No, he's the most amazing person in the entire world.
And they're in the cocaine. Is there? It's a proven thing. There's like the cocaine stage where like your first few months of dating.
Yeah, honeymoon
it's like
phase.
Drug.
Yeah.
She's in the honeymoon phase.
That's
oh,
what
we're celebrating.
Oh, wait. I wanted to mention that Jack was already on the podcast.
Yeah.
So
I
meant to mention that first.
We started dating.
You had just met him like 5 minutes earlier, and that was an awesome podcast. I loved that podcast with you. That was super fun, and that was a really popular podcast, and it was called Fashion Do's and Don'ts. So Fashion Do's and Dating Don'ts. That was a freaking blast.
And we talked a little bit about Tinder, which is, it's funny because when we have our good week, bad week, we like don't have the guest talk, and now I know how hard it is not being able to talk. So I wanted to be like, Tinder, Bumble, I know everything
right,
about
exactly.
it.
Exactly, I know. So I love the story. So you guys met on directly on Tinder.
I matched with his best friend on Tinder. And then,
how does that work?
I don't know. I matched with his best friend, and then his friend was like, oh, you know my friend Scott, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, don't know who that is, but I looked him up on Facebook, and I'm like, no, this is the hottest guy I've ever seen, so I'm going to start messaging him instead. And
now you've been together a few months now?
Yeah, like 4 months.
Okay, yeah, they're still in the honeymoon phase. Mm. But that's good.
Yeah.
They got great shots, and they're having fun.
Yeah, all
that's
the
good.
Shots.
I love it. Okay.
Relationship. Becca? For about a year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're out of the cocaine phase.
Not having sex anymore. Netflix.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They're
no.
The angry face.
No, we're still in it because we are sort of long distance.
Oh, good.
We travel a lot, so when you get together, it's still like, you know, some fireworks.
Is it LA long distance or for real?
Right. Like, is he in Venice and you're in Hollywood?
Santa Monica.
Yeah.
No, it's Atlanta.
Oh.
Okay, that's for real.
That's
for real.
Legit, yeah.
Okay.
It's good for the sex life.
I believe a little distance.
I think it's good.
Honestly,
I'm sure Emily would love it.
Yeah.
I love long distance. And not committing.
Yeah. All the time.
Right, it's fun. Okay.
Kelty, I am in a long-distance relationship with my husband who lives in my house because we are both workaholics, and I travel a ton for work, and so we have completely different schedules. I get up at like 4 in the morning, and I go to bed at like 7 p.m., and Chris gets up at like 10 a.m. and gets home at like 8 or 9, so we miss each other like most of the time ever. But we've been together 6 years,
oh, wow.
3 years married this summer. And I still really like him. There can still be a... I did have a dream last night that
we got divorced.
Oh,
okay. She fell out of love with him.
I fell out of love with him in my dream. Like, I had to have the conversation of, like, I don't love you anymore in my dream.
Wow.
And then I woke up this morning and I still thought I didn't love him, and I went to work, and then I, like, shook my head off and I was like, wait, this was not real. It's not, anyway.
I hate when that happens.
The marriage can, like, mess... You know, this is what I thought was so great about when you came on our episode, is because you were teaching us so much, and it's so interesting that people are in 4 months, a year, 6 years. Like,
yeah.
We all learned something. something, right. And you're just so talented, and like it's just awesome.
Oh, thanks, so guys. Yeah. I feel right back at you. I was sitting there going, these are some talented chicks. I love them. So I'm so glad you're here.
And girl crush. Like, if you want to do a blog post about like lesbian friendship girl crushes, then we could like have a makeout.
Let's
see how
do that.
Goes,
oh yeah.
Wow.
I have a girl crush on you. Same mutual girl crushes.
We need
you. Mean you?
We need
can to, I be? I kind of want to be part of the Lady Gang. Like
you can.
You do.
Can I be like an understudy?
You could be an understudy.
Can I be like if someone gets sick?
Yep.
Not too sick, like a cold. I could be an understudy. Okay, perfect. No, nothing bad. I don't want anyone to die or anything.
Yeah,
just
you're
perfect.
In. You're in.
Okay, cool. Well, what were you say, Jack?
Oh, I was going to say, another thing that I loved when you guys were talking earlier is your drunk episode.
You've inspired us. We're doing a drunk episode.
Oh, like, nice.
Oh my God.
You guys had some drinks, but
we did. Yeah.
Kelsey has. Mm-hmm.
I've had some drunk episodes before.
We haven't, which is weird.
Yeah, we've tried, but we were always in a...
we were at CBS. We were at the radio station.
Yeah, we're at, like, big companies in their workspace, and we couldn't get plastered while everybody else was sober. But
are you in a relationship?
I am.
Are you
I
worried
am.
That you might get drunk and...
Me? What? Oh, no.
She don't understand.
Drunk in what? Oh, with me?
No, yeah. I've been professionally drinking because I've been working radio for, like, 18 years now, so I know how to handle myself.
Sorta. Except for when he gets drunk and falls down.
In Mexico, not my fault. They didn't have slip mats on the ground.
He just gashed his head in Mexico and bled all over the place.
They wanted me to get stitches, but I said I wasn't a pussy, so.
Oh,
that's
all good.
Right. That's how you hear
it.
Yeah.
They wonder if we would hook up. People don't ask us that anymore. They used to say, like, you guys are hook up.
Yeah, but no, I've railed on you so many years. I don't think they will.
He hates me.
I have to say, like, after Emily was on our show, like, I was definitely horny.
Really? Oh, that's so good.
I'm completely flaccid every time we do the show.
But
so
if
you were born flaccid, stayed flaccid. It's okay. Were you? So did
don't
you go home that, like, what did you guys?
Oh, yeah, did you have sex
Did you have sex?
I wanted to so bad and then I fell asleep.
Right. No. Okay, but that's a start.
But I definitely thought about it the whole way home, and I was like, I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to light the candle that you gave us,
oh,
and
good.
I'm like going to have this wild night. And then I was like, ooh, or this Hello Kitty onesie. That sounds nice, too.
Oh, my God.
Damn it, those ones.
Okay, well,
I'm working on it.
Do you like the candles? Okay, wait. Okay, we're working on it. And I have some... We'll give you stuff. Okay, wait.
Oh,
but
what?
I know more gifts. Okay, so when I was on your podcast, you asked me the most common question I get asked, mm-hmm. which is, why can't I have an orgasm during sex? And so I want to know from you guys, if you're comfortable, can you orgasm during intercourse?
I can with my current boyfriend, but I couldn't for a long time before that.
Oh my God, he's staying around longer than 4 months.
Yeah.
Really? So you could never before that. And what do you think it is, Jack?
Did he pay you to say that?
Are you thinking it's because you're super into him because he's like hot and stuff?
Well, I think it's number one that we're in love, which I wasn't in love with the people I was sleeping with
before. It's like your first love? Okay.
But then also, it's just, I don't know, it's just, we fit better together than I did with other people, I think.
Is he packing?
What?
Is it bigger than...
And he's packing.
Yeah.
She talked about that in the last one. We got some emails from people. Right.
Oh, really?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. No, like, they're like, tall, he's tall and has a big penis. Like, happy
he's 6'7". You gotta hope he has a big
penis. Oh, jeez.
But sometimes you're disappointed by the tall ones, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, these groupies that hang out with basketball players, sometimes they say they have, like,
this.
Really small wieners.
That's okay. So how about your
yes, I can.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know. Look at Kelsey.
Are you shocked?
Oh, Kelsey.
Do you not?
It's not my turn.
Okay. Yeah. No, I do. We're a very good sexual match.
That's great.
Yeah. He's really, you know, when you just sort of... You like having sex the same way,
right?
Not the same way like this each time, but just your energy is the same. Like, we're good at matching each
You're
other's.
Good fit too.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah,
but don't you say like it's like 80% out there, or something like that.
20-30% can. So you guys are like
really
right there in the
market. That shocks me.
It's true.
I can totally get that.
Yeah, you can get that. You can.
No, I mean, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, it's so hard. You got to feel comfortable. You got to feel know your own body. You
well,
got
it's like
you know?
We're talking about how it's such a mental thing for women.
It is such a mental thing. You got to get out of the, like, oh, I didn't turn off the, you know, I got to go pick up my dry cleaning or the phone's ringing. You got to, like, block all that out. Mm-hmm. Kelsey's not excited to answer this question.
Listen, I'm going to keep it real for, like, a whole bunch of ladies that don't want to feel like they can't do something everybody else can.
Well, you're talking to, like, 80% of the women that's listening to this podcast.
Right.
So.
I cannot, but I will say this, that My husband is the best sex I've ever had, and this is why. He's a learner. Like, you were talking about how you need to communicate. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chris and I'm so safe because we have such a deep love that we've been able to really communicate and teach each other what's amazing. And right. I'm a big fan of, because I can't or haven't figured out how to get there yet, what we do is we'll, like, have home sex, and then I always have, like, those little vibrators, you know, like little handles or whatever. And then I'll, like, put the vibrator on my clit while he's having sex with me, and then it's, like, mind-blowing. It's so great.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's, like, my favorite.
Well, yeah, and that's why I'm so glad you said that, Kelty, because I was just going to say to you, it doesn't matter. I guess I kind of read.
That's Emily's favorite thing. She's always.
Yeah, no, same with me. I got to say that's me too. Like, I want a little clitoral vibe during intercourse, and that's how I do it too. I got to say. So there's nothing. I guess I shouldn't have started like, are you guys the special ones? No, I guess I was wondering if you guys orgasm like clitorally or vaginally or however you do it, but you figured it out. So
yeah.
There's no reason.
I very rarely have sex without having an orgasm. Which I think a lot of people lie and they like try to get it over with, or, you know, when you're busy or whatever and you're like, I just want to get him happy. Like, my husband is someone that's like always like, no, this is. And then it's like a workout, right? Like, when you're tired and you're like, and you're exhausted and like life just gets really busy and you're like, oh my God, I want to have sex with my husband. I got to like keep him happy. Sometimes that can be like a load on you if you're not in the mood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But it's like a workout. Like, you never regret a workout and you never regret like having an orgasm.
Exactly.
You
know, always, right.
Like you were saying, like, once you get going, you're like, oh wow, why was I ever like, oh, maybe I don't want to do that.
That's the most true thing I've ever heard.
Right.
Like, that's hits the nail right on the head.
Right. Because I was saying that if like a lot of you are like, oh, I don't want to have sex, I'm not in the mood. But it's like, once you get going, and you have the sex, you're like, eh,
then
you know?
You're in the mood.
And then your skin's all glowy and like you feel nice and you're happy.
Right. It's totally true.
Okay.
So I have a question about so you guys all figured out your own orgasms, which is awesome. And you're all in relationships. Because I had some dating questions, but I feel like you guys are in relationships. So I want to know about orgasms, can we talk about blowjobs for a minute? I'm gonna
skip to orgasms. You just
love them or hate them.
I hate them.
I hate them too.
I would rather clean a toilet than give a blowjob.
Okay. Oh.
What did you say on our show that one time that you had the bet going on with your cast or something?
What
would you rather do?
Oh, we were playing what would you rather do instead of give a blowjob.
Okay.
And there were amazing.
That's amazing.
I said pick up garbage on the 405. I take it back. If I've had a couple cocktails, it is enjoyable. But, like, I have a weird thing about spit. I hate spit.
Oh, me
spit.
Too.
And I also, like, the girls that can, like, wake up in the morning and, like, go down there. Number one, you haven't brushed your teeth. That makes me want to vomit. Mm-hmm. Also, he hasn't showered. He's been sleeping all night in his ball vinegar.
Yes, right. Ball vinegar.
Yes.
You're so
and
right.
And so I'm just, like, a really... I have a good sense of smell,
right,
which I hate sometimes. And I just...
I get it.
You know?
Yep. That's where, like, lube comes in, too. You can just give him a hand job or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've got this blowjob spray that you put in your mouth. And
Maybe that's what I need.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what does it do?
Okay. It's the best thing ever. So this woman was on my show. It's Doc Johnson makes it. I'll bring you next time. Mm-hmm. I got goodies. But she brought it to me. She was, she had a show, too. And she was like, because sometimes, like, on the radio, you're like... And she's like, it's blowjob spray, so it automatically helps the dry mouth. But she's like, it helps on the radio, but you squirt it in your mouth, and I think it's called, what's it called?
It's called Goodhead.
Goodhead. And it's by Doc Johnson. It's like $9, and it tastes like strawberry, and it instantly, like, your mouth, like, it helps with dry mouth, and you can give a blowjob, and you could also, it tastes like strawberry. That could help.
I like to give a blowjob for the first minute and a half, and the next eight are hellish.
Yeah, but I don't consider that a blowjob.
You, like, are talking about, like, a finish.
Yeah. Like, that's fine. I do that often. But, like,
a full on. Like, you start with that and then you have sex.
Yeah.
You start with that and then have sex?
Yeah.
You hate that, too?
No, I don't hate that. Because that's, like, very quick.
Full start to finish.
It's hard on your jaw.
It's so...
I know. Yeah. That's why you can use your hands.
Well, you guys hate doing them, but how often do you do them?
Like, from start
to
finish?
Since you're in a relationship. Yeah, I don't think, like, if you're in a relationship for quite a while, I don't think you do it from start to finish.
Right, because you're like, let's just have sex.
Yeah, okay. But how often do you do it now that you've been in a relationship for a while? I mean, you're only in 4 months, so I'm sure you're still doing it here and there.
Yeah, she's still doing it.
I mean, it's like, mine are always like, I start and then we have sex because he's so excited that, like, he'd rather have sex.
Right, which is great. I'm just curious because blowjobs is, okay, here's my other thing. Is there one thing that gets you turned on every time you have sex? Like, what's your one thing that you're like, oh, now I'm ready to go? I'm just curious if you guys have anything.
Oh. I mean, him going down on me, it's like,
right?
Oh, you're speaking Emily's language.
Even when I'm not in the mood and I'm like, no. And he's like, yes.
Because he knows now.
That stops you in your tracks, literally.
Done. Every time.
I would have to say the little G-spotty finger thing when he does it, while he's going down on me.
Right, is like the finger, which is so interesting. We talked about this, that some women like the fingers during oral, some people don't. But yeah, it's got turned on. Okay, which is amazing. I can still get turned on after talking about sex for 10 years. But
that's what I was considering.
Oh, it's weird. Two things. I like a guy. I like a husband.
I like the one.
No, I like my husband has like big hands, and I like when he like grabs me like, I'm gonna kiss you now, and like I'm gonna like hold you with my big man arms.
You.
Like, yeah, and it's funny because I'm such like a A-type aggressive human being that I'm always doing, and so when someone can like get control of me, that's really hot. I also love neck kissing.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Like, it's very romantic and it's totally underrated. Like, people don't kiss your neck.
Oh, also. Anything in the ear.
Yeah.
I agree, you guys. And do you know that it's very, those are highly erogenous zones for men and for women, but especially for women, the neck and the ear. But it's like they do it on the first date. You're so right, Kelty. Underrated. And I don't know why men don't kiss your neck softly,
tenderly.
It's
like when you're not having sex with someone when you're first dating and you're just doing the deep makeouts, there's always neck. And it's so hot.
I know.
And then when you can get to the main event, they like skip the neck.
Yeah.
I think this is why I always say, like, you got to go five times slower than you think sexually for guys. Like, my tip is always like, slow it down, because we need the build up, like the foreplay. So like, I mean, obviously you guys are like fans of foreplay. I mean, sometimes you want to just have sex.
Well, sometimes it's like, I don't know. Sometimes I'm just like, let's just like do it. Because I know once, if I'm not in the mood, foreplay actually doesn't help so much.
Except for
unless
the oral.
It's going down. Yeah.
Right.
But all the other stuff, it's like, if you just like start, then
sometimes
I'm in it. So the foreplay, it's like a hit or miss.
It depends because sometimes you're like, I need to go fast, and the person's like, I'm going to be Fabio and make the greatest love
and you're like, I don't have time.
Just bang me. I gotta be somewhere in 5 minutes.
I need to get
that's
work
why I really enjoy shower sex.
Shower sex is so fun.
It's good. It's efficient. It's clean. It's
you don't
like,
have to shower afterwards?
Yeah, you're already there. I just think shower sex is great.
No, you're
unless
right.
Unless you're... Well, your boyfriend's tall. How do you do that? Do you have a step stool? What the...
I'm just like way on my tippy toes and use it in like a deep squat.
Chris can't get down low enough. My husband's 6'5". He's very tall as well. And like, he can't... Like, he would... I don't know.
Yeah.
It's very uncomfortable.
What about when you bend over? Don't I have a position in my butt? I'm bringing you guys my butt, but there's a position.
Yeah, bending
there's a page
over.
In there about bending over and grabbing your ankles.
You got to watch out, though. If it's too hot, you can pass out. That happened in Palm Springs once.
I also have, like, an above shower, so
I thought I killed somebody.
Drowning me. And then it's not that big, so I'd be, like, scrunched up the core.
It's usually, like, Vegas shower hotel rooms and stuff like that.
Right.
Where you get a lot of
vacation sex. So fun.
Oh, my God.
At the Venetian or something.
Yeah. Okay, is there anything that you guys have been wanting to try in bed that you haven't yet? You're thinking about?
No, because everything I haven't tried, I'm so
disgusted
by. Like, I will die an anal virgin.
Oh, same.
Really? So
yes.
No to anal?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Never. Okay.
Never.
And is your partner cool with that? Is he like?
Yeah, thank God.
Right, he's not into it?
He has no interest.
Has he done it before with someone else and been disappointed?
I think he has. Oh, I don't know, actually. I know I've asked him. But
bring it up tonight. I'm sure he'll love it.
I know.
I gotta be honest. Not a huge fan either. Gotta be honest. And I'm so glad the last guy was dating. He's like, nah, not my thing. I'm like, thank God. Like, I've tried, of course, have tried everything once, but yeah, I mean, a few times.
I don't mind. I love like tongue and stuff happening around there,
right.
But I did not like a big object in my butt.
No, but you're right. The little tongue, little thing.
Yeah, I love it.
It's erogenous zone as well. Yeah. The outer, part of your anus is very sensitive, that whole area. Kelty's going, I don't want any licking there. No, do you?
Oh,
maybe you
I'm
do.
I'm pleading the fifth on this one. We'll
in
the car.
I got
you know
it.
What that means.
Okay, what about threesomes? Anyone ever have a threesome?
I'm going to say no to that.
Threesome. Okay.
Me neither.
Okay.
But, well... What? Should we have a lady gang threesome and just
yes!
like?
You no. do every no. week have your lady gang threesome,
we
right?
Do.
But it's we don't penetrate.
No. I think the idea like
no not yet.
The idea of having like I always get very turned on when I watch another woman hit on my husband. Because often, like, I don't, we're, like, real bad, like, today. Like, we always forget our wedding rings. And so, like, I'll be at a Starbucks and he'll be getting the drink and bringing it over. And I'll watch the other girls checking him out or, like, whatever, trying to get his eye. And then I'm like, my man, I love you. Like, you know, that's.
Is he super hot?
That's mine.
You guys all have super hot boyfriends, I'm sure.
I don't think Chris is classically super hot, but I fixed him up a lot. Like, when we first met.
Oh,
like,
he was a fixer-upper?
Yeah.
Oh, you fixed him up.
That's why I always say you should go with the nice guy, because sometimes a nice guy doesn't have the best shoes or the best clothes or, like, is so suave.
But you can buy that stuff.
You can train them to, like, be the man of your dreams.
How did you train him?
I think just with Chris, like, he was such a good guy, and he is such a giver, and I'm an excellent communicator about what I need, like, hey, when I say don't get me anything for my birthday, it means throw me a surprise party. Like, these are all things that, like, I had to teach him, you know? And a little bit about clothes. No. Like, when you're 6'5 and you're wearing, like, clothes from the Gap or whatever, like, you have to custom make your suits. You have to custom make your shirts so that everything fits. Like, I turned him from, like, a regular guy to a GQ guy.
Nice.
He's, like, so cute, you know? And just about, like, what you were talking about when you came on our show, like, about communication in, like, sex. I think that works in all relationships. Like, men can't read our minds, and so the best gift I've ever given us is, like, we just communicate. Like, this, what do you want? What do you need? Can you please, here's the thing. Our life is busy. I need you to be the grocery person. I need you to be this person. Like,
no,
you know,
exactly.
And then you know, all of that. Like,
it's not
it really
the kind
helps,
of stuff you got it right. You can't just fight about it. Like, just talk about it.
And interestingly enough, when I was when you had on the show and I was listening, it's like then it started a whole conversation about, like, how much sex do you need? How much sex do I need? Like, what, you know, it
oh, did you guys actually
thing.
Talk
yeah,
about
we had
it?
This whole conversation.
Did he listen to the show?
This is very interesting.
Oh,
yeah.
I love this.
He
Tell
said,
me.
He said, here's the thing is that there's not a number. He's like, I want to have sex whenever you are really into it. He's like, don't ever have sex just to have sex. He's like, because that is, like, the biggest insult.
What about naked stretching? Was he cool?
He loves naked stretching.
I love naked stretching. Healthy naked in. Stretches. Just since she doesn't want to have sex, but she'll naked stretch.
Yeah. I really want you to come out with, like, a yoga mat for the bed for naked stretching.
Yeah.
You need to do that.
Okay. I'll do it. We can do it together.
And then make a video.
A non-slip, like, sheet.
I'm sure there's porn where girls are just doing naked yoga.
Oh, I'm sure. Probably. Yes. I did naked yoga once. I know. I just remembered that.
You did? In, like, a group of people?
Well, it was... yes.
No. Was it, like, on a retreat or something?
Yes. It was... okay, so I did this thing in San Francisco called oming. You remember this, the...
Yeah, it's such
orgasmic
a bunch of bullshit.
Meditation.
Wait,
yeah.
What is this?
I know, right? It's the
yeah, it's a bunch of pervy dudes that
so
want
weird.
To rub vaginas for, like, days on
they're
end.
They're not pervy.
Wait,
they're there to help you.
It's
connect
with
complete
your energy.
Bullshit.
And
go ahead.
They, so they do, they, yeah, these guys, you go in, and it was really was research. That's
okay, okay. I'm not going to say shit. Just listen to the description.
This is the definition of pervy guys, though, but continue.
Just go ahead. I won't even jump in. Just describe it, and then you guys give the reaction.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Okay. So it's called orgasmic meditation, and you go in, and these guys are there. They live. I don't think they do this anymore, but they live in a house with women. A lot of them, they live, and they, like, I don't think they ring a bell, like, three times a day. And you have your partner. They might match you for, like, a few weeks. I did not live in the house, by the way, but then they have this technique where they stroke the clitoris, and it's not sexual. Like, they don't have sex with the person, and they stroke the upper left quadrant of the clitoris. They teach this technique.
Strokes?
Man just strokes it. They have the stroking cream
How
for like 15 minutes.
How are you sitting when you're doing this?
You're lying down on pillows and you're comfortable. And the point is not to bring you to orgasm, but they have this thing of, like, going, you don't want to go over, but it's like your sexual energy flows through and blah, blah. And, to be honest, I did it for a week.
How did they find volunteers? I don't know.
Can I be honest? So the guys that were there were not, they were like, they felt, the men that I talked to and I interviewed them, after the guy ohmed me all weekend, he came on my show and then talked, you met him. He was not pervy.
Huh?
Was he attractive?
He was some nerd that just wants to rub vagina all the time.
But they really, I think that a lot of guys are confused by the vagina, right? They're confused by the whole thing, and a lot of them feel like they really felt it wasn't about their pleasure, but they learned how to connect.
Wait, so were you, like, with an amateur guy?
No, he was like a professional omer.
Okay, so you go in as women as, like, you're just going
to... You just show up to some building, and then you just hang out there, and random dudes rub your vagina. That's
basically
what it is.
You go in the back alleyway, take the left hand dumpster.
Right. I have a friend that does this. Like, her regular practice is this.
The Omi, right. She in San Francisco?
No, she's here. She's in Venice.
Yeah, they do it. Right, of course.
Of course, yeah.
But I did it just for a weekend. But the thing is, there was this couple there, and they had, like, flown in from somewhere. I don't want to, like... out of the country, and they were, like, paying for a weekend, like,
of
this
course.
Woman wanted to live her fantasy out. So they, the weekend I happened to do it, they were like, oh, can you come do this special thing? And this couple that were married, they wanted, he wanted to make all of her fantasies come true. And one of her fantasies was to do naked yoga. So the weekend that I was there doing this, I didn't live there. I was like, went a few times. It's like, he wants to do naked yoga class. So there was like 10 of us. And I like did naked yoga. I was like, because I'm kind of like, why not try everything like once? And I did that
How
once.
How was it?
Did you down dog?
I was in the front row. Because I was like, I don't want to like see balls like in front of me, like, and I behind. So I just kind
so
of I did every
class.
Men and women.
Oh,
I know.
So
I blocked
the subject
this moment.
Of so many jerk off sessions after that.
Perhaps or not.
Was there any boners?
You don't know. I didn't look. You know, yoga. You're just kind of in your space.
In her own space.
But I just kind of remembered that I did that. I know that you only. I have some questions for. Yes, okay. So that's my naked yoga experience. I'm going to ask you. I've got. 5 questions.
Okay, perfect.
That I ask everyone. I'm going to ask you all. I'm trying to think if I should go. Okay, so your biggest, and you go around each one of the answers, we'll go back. Biggest turn on, Jack.
Well, we kind of had this conversation on our podcast, but just my answer is the same. Having your man just be super turned on by you, I think is the biggest turn on.
Yeah, I like it.
Mine's power.
Becca, power. What do you mean? When a man has power?
Like when he's in a powerful position or like showing, like doing what he's good at. You know what I mean? Or like commanding, you know.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Right. Not like Hitler. But like,
I'm glad we clarified.
Yeah.
You know, just taking charge. I like someone who takes charge.
In the bedroom, which is in life. Like
in
when you
life,
see him like.
Like if I see him just handling business, it's like that's hot.
Yeah, that is hot.
That is so hot. Mm-hmm. I think that is like a great lesson for all men out there. Just like
own
your
shit. Don't be a pussy.
Yeah.
Right, Menace?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Be confident. We always talk about being confident
in
yourself.
Confidence is the sexiest thing.
Because you'll get friend zoned so quick.
So quick.
All the time.
Just bring on the confidence.
Yeah. Look, if a girl's not into you, you're not going to die if she says, you know what, I think we should just be friends, but find out right away. Don't
do the friend zone thing.
Don't be a puss and hang out with them forever.
Change your tires and pick her up at the airport.
Yeah.
Why does she want to bang me?
Stuff.
It's because you did all, you became
a friend.
Just
find out if she's interested, and if she's not and she's a cool person, you want to hang out with her,
fine.
Awesome. You know, but just find out right away. Don't waste time.
Okay.
I friend zoned so many people in my 20s.
I know.
The amount of people that helped me with my groceries in New York that
I know,
thought they were in love with me that I was like, no chance.
But,
so many.
Yeah, but if they were straight up with you and wanted, you know, find out if you were in, if you're into them or not, you would give them a straight up answer, correct?
Yeah, I might have dated.
After the groceries.
If you give a girl a couple cocktails and she still doesn't try to at least make out with you, you're not in.
You're
never getting in. It's not happening. So, get it over with.
Yeah, 100%.
I
agree.
Biggest turn on is, I agree with Becca, power, like when you watch anyone doing their shit and doing it so well.
Yeah.
And then I'm all about that mood thing, like the candles and the warmth and
the
warmth. Nice,
I keep thinking about you.
Like
all
a nice like deep Sparks by Coldplay playing in the background.
Oh,
I like everything to be like a movie, you know, like I want to feel like I'm all about the ambiance of it. Like I need a clean, nice sheet and a nice smell. Like I'm very.
So no Angels and Kings bathroom for you?
I mean, not this time, Jack. Thanks for bringing that.
Okay, Jack, biggest turn off.
Oh, God, there's so many. Probably it's bad breath. Oof. Or stinky.
Mm-hmm. Just hygiene. Okay.
Stinky, yeah.
That was
Becca,
mine. Bad
biggest
breath.
Turn off. Okay.
Sexual turn off is bad breath, but turn off in general is someone who's cheap.
Oh.
Like, I can't deal with a cheap person. Right?
Also on confidence, I guess.
Yeah. For me, it's poor dental hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're not flossing and brushing with fresh breath and, like, a nice chapstick, like, I need your whole mouth to be pristine because that's the mouth that's going to kiss me. And I'm a vegetarian, and so if you're a meat eater, especially, you have to have incredible dental hygiene because if there's any remnants of your meat dinner, we're not having sex after dinner. Do you know what I mean? Like, you need
but
to be...
Is your husband, is he a vegetarian?
He eats meat, so it's like, you know, he's a brusher.
Yeah, you don't want
to
be being competitive.
Is there any remnants of meat?
There's
it's disgusting. Some steak.
It's so gross.
There's a great product. It's called Smart Mouth. I recommend to everybody.
What is it?
It keeps your breath fresh for like 12 hours.
What?
Yeah.
Like how, what is it?
I think you
spray?
Can get it at like Target or something like that.
A Smart Mouth?
Yeah.
I don't want to write this down.
Everyone's writing it down.
Yeah. No, it's like, it's just like mouthwash, but it's weird. It's a weird bottle where it pours out two different kinds of liquid and then you just... use that. It works really well.
You guys have so many good products on this.
Wait, yeah, I mean, I don't get in, it's not an endorsement. I don't get paid. Smart mouth.
It's like a double.
Oh, double activated.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, 12 hours. We're going to try it.
Do it.
Okay, Menace, do you want to bring back? You know, these are, remember, do you remember early on? I used to do the top, I used to have every guest 5 questions.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember this? Like,
yeah.
So, this is, I'm actually bringing this back.
Okay,
I love it.
First,
I love
these
it.
Are a little bit new ones. Okay, great. So, biggest, we all did the biggest trap. Uh-huh. Okay, craziest place you've had sex?
We've answered this on the podcast before.
Not on mine, though.
Maybe I'll say
we don't know you, but now everyone's in the Love Lady Gang.
On the roof of a sushi restaurant.
Oh, sweet.
We like climbed up on the roof that was like off limits and had sex up there overlooking Manhattan Beach.
That's cool. Nice. I like it.
It's pretty fun.
Okay. Mm. Good.
Mine was in high school on the 50 yard line.
What?
Ooh. After hours. Mm-hmm. I grew up in the South. That was a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's such a
high school
nice
football.
Movie.
Friday huge night. In the South.
And the Midwest. I'm from Michigan. It was like our. Yeah.
Yep.
Jack had. teased me about this earlier, but you didn't know what you're talking about. I had sex in the bathroom at Angels and Kings in New York. Does Angels and Kings?
I don't know what Angels
anymore?
And no, you were just.
It's like a
it.
Dive bar, and it's the size of this room, and it is
it's
disgusting.
Gross.
And it was a during
that doesn't
a
seem
time
like
of
you,
grave
Kelty.
Eras. I used to
you're
be
so clean.
Wild.
Oh,
I used to be a real crazy. Because I was really desperate, and I would do a lot of things to make boys like me, and then I grew up.
So. Okay, that happens. You grow up. Okay, guy, crazy place. Okay, sexiest word to you, Jack.
Oh, oh my God. I like baby girl for some reason.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like in a sexy way.
Right, now like... Baby girl.
Baby girl, come over here. I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Off the top of my head.
Baby girl. I like it.
I don't know this one. Do you have one?
Yeah, I do.
It what? Could be your name.
My love. My husband always calls me my love. Doesn't matter where we are. We can be at the grocery store. My Aww. Love. Do we need apples in front of his family?
I love that.
My love. Did you get the stuff from the car? And to me, like, my love, where's my pants? That's on the floor because we're having sex because you call me my love. I love that. And I think it's very romantic. And
it's cool.
I like it. Okay. Last one is, what's the one thing you wish guys knew about women and sex? Like, if you could talk to guys, you're like, why don't they know?
I would say going down on a girl, slow down.
That's a good one. Hmm. Becca.
Oof.
Or Kelty.
I got mine. The area around the vagina hole is important.
Mm-hmm. The labia.
Not just penetration.
Like all of it.
Right?
Even with a vibrator. Like sometimes to just get you in that place where it's going around the area and not directly on. Like people, they think there's two stops. The hole and the clit. And there's like 1,000 spots.
Oh, yeah. Go around.
This is what I talk about all the time. There's so many nerve endings.
Yeah.
It's not just the clitoris, that whole area.
Yeah, you could spend so much time.
Becca, don't get out of that. Come
know.
On.
I'm trying to think. Well, we talked about the dryness thing on our podcast,
okay.
How you're like, it doesn't matter if you're super turned on. Sometimes you're just not wet.
Yes.
Like if I have
so
cocktails, it does not matter.
Oh,
if I could have like, I could be so turned on and it can be a desert. I'm dehydrated.
It's true.
And so that I think is like a nice public service announcement to men that like, don't worry, we are still in the mood if we're saying yes.
It is a public service announcement. It doesn't mean anything.
I'm
you're
just
not
drunk
failing.
And I don't drink enough water.
Maybe you should give me a water bottle. No, but I think in general, like, have you ever been sitting on your couch or like out on a date and you're watching like a sexy movie and there's like some sex scene going on and then you're feeling sad because you're like, that's not my life because it's so ridiculous. It's fast and it's hot and the lighting's amazing and they're doing like wild acrobatics and then you're like, I'm so lame. But I don't know. I guess just like love is not like the movies. Like it's not
it
all.
Or like porn.
Yeah, it's just like.
Not like porn.
It's a little more than that, you know?
You're so right. I actually like it. Slow down. Right. I totally agree. Well, okay, you guys. Thank you so much. How can everyone... Do you guys all have to go? It's a you guys, this was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have to go to the Harry Potter event tonight like I do?
Wish.
What? Oh my God.
I want to
go. Give me a wand,
please. Yes. They have special wands there that make things do things throughout the park. I don't know.
I'm jealous.
I have to go there for work.
That's so fun.
I can't. I have to love my... Okay, you guys, thank you so much. Lady Gang Podcast.
Yes.
And they can find you. We are at Lady
at
Gang.
The Lady Gang on Twitter.
Instagram,
and
Twitter. And we'll have this all on the website. You guys, thank you so much for being here. It was awesome.
Thank you.
You have the best podcast, and you're such an inspiration to all lady podcasters out there to tell the truth and be funny and cute and have great hair.
And be yourself and do what you love.
And great arms. What do you do to work out?
Thank you. I do a lot of different things. I do Soul Cycle. I do yoga. I do push-ups
naked
sometimes.
Stretching.
Bikram, naked yoga, baby. I don't do Bikram, but I do a little bit of everything.
We love you, Emily.
I love you guys. Love Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Oh, my God. They were awesome, Menace. Do you love those girls?
Yeah, they were great.
Okay. Thank you, Lady Gang Podcast. Everyone should check out their podcast. And when we come back, we'll be answering your emails. And now a quick word from our sponsors. If you've listened to the show the last couple months, you've probably heard me talk about a unique product called the Womanizer. A while back, the owners of the company asked if they could send me one to test out, which, of course, you know me, I agreed to it. I own and review a lot of toys, and I was fairly confident I've tried every category of product around. But I was wrong. The Womanizer was designed in Germany, and unlike anything else on the market, it indirectly stimulates the clitoris using suction. It's kind of like a sexy ear thermometer. It has a silicone cylinder on the face that you place over your clitoris, kind of like how a partner might use their mouth. And while it's on, you can vary the suction and move it around to create an amazingly intense experience. In fact, most women in their focus group achieved orgasm in 1 minute. That's right, a 60-second orgasm. You can just knock it out if you want. So I tried the Womanizer, and they weren't kidding. It's amazing. The suction is adjustable, and you can position it to create so many different sensations. The Womanizer is really in a category of its own, and I suggest you check it out for yourself. Go to sexwithemily.com and click on the Womanizer banner for more information. Okay, everyone, thanks for listening to the show. We are back, and it's time to answer your emails. Thanks, everyone, for emailing me, feedback@sexwithemily.com, and for being so awesome. And always include your name, your age, where you live. Right, Menace? We appreciate that.
Love it.
Dear Emily, I love your show and I've enjoyed it over the past 5 years. So back in 2000, I met my dream girl. We both immediately knew we were in love and had a very intense 1.5-year relationship. We even bought a house together. That ended when I got accepted to a top business school and she wasn't willing to move. It got messy and very emotional for both of us. Fast forward 6-7 years, we are both married, and she also has a kid. After 7 years of complete silence, suddenly, she called me this January to tell me that she had forgiven me, was finally at peace, and was sorry. I told her the same, and that not a day had passed without me thinking about her, which is entirely true. We've exchanged a few friendly, no flirting, nothing appropriate texts since then, and last week she called again. This time she tells me that she had a very intense dream. One where we lived together, then she moved out, and then she moved back in. She said it was so vivid she could remember every detail. The metaphor to me was pretty clear. So here we are. Since I was at work, we left it open to talk again and have a proper catch up. If it was any other woman, I would use my rational thought to ignore the call and go about my life with my wife. However, my emotions are so strong for her, I still think about her at some point every day. I know I still love her until the day I die. I love my wife very much, but I can't seem to ignore these emotions. Very much look forward to your thoughts, Chris.
I have a ton of thoughts, but go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that it's understandable. Well, I don't believe in that one who got away theory. People like think, oh, who got away? Who got away? You know what? Nobody got away. You know why? Because when you were with that person at whatever time in your life, it wasn't right for whatever circumstances. You weren't ready. He was going to business school. You weren't mature enough. You were living in another city. No one gets away because they didn't work at that time in your life. So I don't believe in going back and looking back at regrets and all that. Just keep moving forward. So yeah, we'd like to dwell on the past loves. They don't exist.
It just sounds enticing, probably. Maybe bored and, you know, being married for a number of years. I had this happen to a buddy of mine. He had a great family. His wife, him and his wife had a couple kids. And I believe that she was just bored and she reconnected with her long lost love from high school on Facebook. And it was something new and enticing and exciting and blah, blah, blah. She left him, went and hooked up with this guy. And I don't think it worked out for her.
Right.
Because it's just... It just seems exciting at the time. And right. You, again, when you always go back and look at past relationships, most of the time you think about the good times, not the bad times.
Right. You have this euphoric recall.
Unless you had some really bad times, then that pops up. But yeah, the good times mostly pop up.
Right. Exactly. So I have to say, though, when I was reading this email, like I hadn't read it. I was reading through it and I was thinking, oh, he's unhappy with his wife. And so maybe he's going to end up with her. But the fact that he ended it saying... he's so happy with his wife and he loves his wife. I say here, Chris, I'm so glad you emailed, but you got to end this with the ex love because it's not healthy. You're in a really good relationship now with your wife. And I think you can just call her and say, you know what? I'm glad we reconnected. I wish you the best, but I don't think it's that you can't carry on a relationship with her because this is going to seep into your current relationship. And you're in a good place right now with your wife, and I think you just got to end it. You can always think fondly of her, but I would not continue down this road. And you didn't miss anything, and she's not the one that got away, and I don't believe any of that. So keep on doing what you're doing.
Don't destroy your relationship in your marriage just because you want to have fun flirting over text.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Hey, Emily, I hope all's well on the West Coast. I'm a 28-year-old male who just moved from Texas to Nashville about 2 months ago to start my doctorate degree. I also started listening to your podcast about 2 months ago, and I have to admit, I really enjoy it. You offer great advice, perspective on sex, relationship, etc.
Because it's the only, like, the best podcast out there. That's why.
Exactly.
Right? Come on.
Yo, what else is there? My field of study is small. Herpetology. Wildlife diseases. It sounds like herpetology. Right. Okay. Predominantly male. Recently, I was at a conference and wanted to approach a woman. She's really pretty and her research is so cool, but there were so many guys flying around at the evening social. By the time she finally had room to breathe, she looked exhausted and soon left to go back to her hotel room. I was disappointed I didn't get a chance to meet her, but the field is small and everyone attends the same regional conferences, so I know I'll see her again. My question is, when I do see her again, how do I not seem like all the other dudes and get her attention with such little time? Literally, there's small conference rooms too. There's little time, little room. On a side note, I get it. In a way, I'm kind of like all the other dudes at the conference. We're in the same field. We're attracted to a particular woman, and I'm at the same conference as them. But hey, I bet those nerds don't listen to Sex with Emily. Thanks for your help. Ciao, Brent. So Brent wants to stand out. He wants to stand out and he wants to make a good impression on this woman. Because when you're a hot woman, there's a lot of guys, especially in a field that's dominated by men.
Nonstop.
Men coming at you. Like, and you, I mean, it's hard to kind of differentiate.
What do you think he should do?
I think that he's got to make himself stand out, but I'm not going to give you any cheesy pickup lines. But I think you should go directly up to her and you should be honest and just be like, you know, if you know something about her work or you have met her, you know, I would just say, I saw you here last time. I'm thinking about you. Let's go grab a drink right now. And I would do something really confident and aggressive. And I would make a plan where I'd whisk her out of there and try to take control of the situation.
And if she says no, then what's going to happen?
He's not going to die.
He's going to be okay.
You keep moving on. But don't try to, like, just, hey, small taco, we're in the same field. I've seen
you.
I think for this hot woman who's the one woman in her field who's doing this, he's got to go in there and just say, hey, I'm Chris. I'm Brent. What? You right?
Yeah. Well, don't also, here's a move. Like, you got to figure out if she's single or not.
I think he would know.
He would?
I don't know. She's there. She's
maybe
talking.
Maybe she's not wearing a ring or anything.
Let's say her name. I think, Brent, you should go, like, you know, hey, Beth. What's up? I'm Brent. Good to see you again. Let's go get dinner after this.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, what are you doing after the conference? Let's get out of here and get a drink. Just be, you know, you can say you've seen her work. It's cool. I like
she's
your
like,
work.
I just
it's
got
fun.
Out of AA. Burn.
Yeah. Dinner. Let's get some dinner.
Yeah.
Let's get some dinner. I want to say, I mean, have the man with the plan. Because everyone else is like trying to, like, you know.
Yeah,
talk
don't
about
don't ever leave anything open ended. Don't ever tell a woman, say, oh, so would
sometime,
you like to go? We talked about that on the last podcast. I wish I didn't know that was put out on the internet. Is that we
Ooh,
had a
you're
thing?
Not happy about that.
No.
We
I'm
edited
just joking.
A lot of it.
I'm just joking. But the we had a similar situation where a guy had these text messages and he just gave too many options. You know,
right.
Too many. It kept it open ended too much. Just be direct. This is what we want to do. Oh, you're not available that day? How about this day? And she's not available that day, then she's maybe not that interested.
Exactly.
You know?
That guy was like sharing his Google calendar. He was like, 27th to 28th, March 8th.
Blah, blah, blah,
not.
Blah, blah. Right. Do you maybe want to do this? And like, hey, I'm going to go grab something to eat. Do you want to come with me?
Right. Exactly.
And if she says
That's
no,
a good one.
Again, you're not going to die. You're just going to move on to the next one. Now you know not to, you know, waste any more time.
Exactly. That's how you make the impression and you be you and be confident and, that's how you're going to do
it. I feel we've said this so many times, but people just don't believe it and believe in themselves and believe that they can do it. You can. Believe me, I've been that person. I was too shy to ask or talk to somebody. But then after a while, you just kind of just get over that
right.
and talk
you
to
do.
Them. And you know what? It works out. It does.
It's funny.
Believe me.
It does work out. We get a lot of calls on Loveline. You know, there's a lot of younger listeners and we get a lot of them. They're like, God, I still regret. Like, there was a call last night. A guy called in, and he's like 21, and he's like, I can't get over it. Last weekend, I was away for the weekend with all my buddies and a bunch of girls from college, and I ended up sharing a bed with this girl, and the whole night, like, I didn't make a move, and now, like, all week long, he's beating himself up, which is, like, normal to do that, but, you know, to beat yourself up and not have the confidence to make the move. But here's the thing, like, I think that you learn from those situations, and eventually you're just like, you know what? If I feel like making the move, I'm not going to second guess it. I'm just going to do it. And that's something that I think that you learn, like, with age and maybe from having some regrets from not making the move. But, you know, just you have nothing to lose. And in that moment when you're thinking it, you know, I think that a lot of times we're so afraid of rejection that we're like, oh, maybe she's married. She won't like me. I'm just like every other guy. No, you're not. You're not like every other guy. You're Brent, and you rock Brent, and you just go up to her and you make that plan.
Yeah.
Okay. Dear Emily, so I'm in a great relationship with an amazing lady. We have awesome children, and I can never ask for more. We have amazing communication. She knows all my fantasies. I love to be dominated, spanked, tied up, blindfolded, etc. She humors me a couple times a year, but it isn't her thing. I've also told her about a cuckold fetish of watching her with another man. She said she would never do that. She loves me and doesn't want anyone else. I've let both go with her, but I'm still looking at porn or reading erotica of it, too. But do you think it's too much? How do you move on from your fetishes? Thanks for your time, and I love the show. With your advice and ideas, my wife has gone from orgasm during sex from about 1 out of 5 times to 4 out of 5. I feel like I could die right now. thank you, William. He says, thank you, William, Dayton, Ohio. Wait, I'm so happy. Did you hear this? It's 4 out of 5, 4 out of 5.
Love it.
I feel great. Okay, but it's not about me. Thank you, William. Thank you so much for sharing that. I'm so glad that you are pleasing her. First off, he has great sexual communication with his wife. He's shared all of his fantasies with her, and great job with the orgasms. High five. But first, let's just talk about the difference between a fantasy and a fetish. So, lives of fantasies.
Yeah, fetish you actually do, and a fantasy you just think about, correct?
Sometimes. What? Some fantasies we keep
for
ourselves.
But how can you have a fetish if you never do it?
Well, right. A fetish is something that is required for you to enjoy sex and to achieve orgasm. Like, it becomes like an obsession. Mm-hmm. Like, you actually can't enjoy sex without that foot. We love talking about foot.
Without nipple clamps.
Without, like, you need to have a breast of, like, you need to have a foot there or you can't work it. That's what a fetish is like. It is required. A fantasy are things that, like, turn you on, that you like to think about, and that you actually can enhance your sexual experience. Now, what you're talking about, Menace, is true. There are some fantasies that we have that we just think about during masturbation, during sex, that we don't actually want to happen. Like, a lot of women have fantasies about, like, having a gangbang. Well, they don't want that, but they think about it. Turns them on. But some fantasies we do want, right? So I think that you're talking more about a fantasy and not a fetish. And so again, these are fantasies you're having, but there's no reason, I don't think, that you should, William, stop looking at the porn or reading erotica, especially if it's helping you. You know, he wants his wife to basically cuckold. You know what cuckolding is?
Explain.
Okay, cuckolding is when he would like to watch her have sex with another man.
That could be touchy, or she might really enjoy it.
Well, she said no. She doesn't want to do it. So that
I'm just saying in general, when you try to talk, to have that conversation.
No, totally. Yeah. Some women are totally down.
Then, yeah, just watch it online. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. And
you should be excited. I know this is something that you're into, but hey, you know, your woman just wants to be with you.
Right.
That's kind of cool. I mean, a lot of men out there would really like that. But if this is not your thing, then, yeah, just watch it online. Who cares?
Right. I mean, I'm thinking that, you know, so with the cuckolding, people don't really get it. They're like, how could a man want to watch his wife? So it's really, it's like, crazy. It's kind of a form of F&M.
Hulk Hogan just made $100+ million off that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. He made so much money. Right. Right.
Because the radio DJ was into that.
Right.
That's what people say.
It's a common
not
fantasy.
My words.
No, that's not your thing. But, you know, for a lot of guys, it's kind of like a kind of form of S&M. It's sort of emasculating in a way, but it turns you on. But I think that if they look at porn and they read erotica, a lot of time you could do that together. You don't actually have to have her have sex with the other guy, but you could read stories about it, or you could watch porn about it, and you could say, like, right now I'm picturing you, like, having sex with this guy. You know, you don't have to drop this fantasy or drop this, you know, entirely, but it could, you know, be used to enhance the sex life that you're already having with your partner. Because, you know, I don't think this is a problem. I don't think you need to, like, leave your wife or anything, because they are very healthy. You guys are in a good place. So, again, but it's not necessarily these fetishes. You said, can you cure? If you truly had a fetish, you can't cure people of fetishes. Like, it's not like there's a way, like, it's like curing people being gay. You can't get rid of a fetish. Like, you actually, a lot of times it starts in childhood, like, certain obsessions and all that.
Like, so, feet and stuff like that.
Exactly. So, I think these are just some fantasies. Keep communicating with your wife. She seems super cool that she's down with all this, hearing about all this. I think you guys can just find some compromise. So I don't think you got to give up anything here, but just find a way to work it into your already healthy sex life.
Love it.
Love it. Okay. Thank you so much, William. Thank you, Menace.
Thank you. It's fun.
This was awesome. This is, thank you to the Lady Gang podcast.
The Lady Gang was really
check
fun.
Check them out on iTunes. And Menace, we can find you at Menace.
Yeah, Menace on Instagram.
My dog Churro.
My dog Churro, my little baby. My little French bulldog, if you're into French bulldogs.
Exactly. And I am.
Yeah.
Please find me on Instagram and Twitter.
And Snapchat.
And Snapchat at Snapping. Sex with Emily. Facebook.com/sexwithemily.
She's posting nudes on Snapchat, everybody.
I am right now, actually. Ugh, you better go there. Oh, it's gonna be
so
gone.
Many nudes.
So many nudes.
Dumb nudes.
So little time.
Sex with Emily on Snapchat.
Check it out. Okay, thank you, Menace. Thank you, Madison. Thank you, Nina, Lauren, Jamie.
Can I shout out one of my sponsors?
Lori, you rock.
Can I shout out one of my sponsors that I think that people would really enjoy?
Yeah.
Have you heard of MeUndies?
Yeah.
At all?
Yeah.
They're amazing. They've been working with the Woody Show for quite a while now, and they are the world's most comfortable underwear. I'm telling you.
No, I know.
And I've
tried them. They sent me some.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're also going to be on. Yeah.
Oh, they're going to be? Okay. Yeah. Well, right now, until they you have your own coupon code, it's MeUndies.com/Woody Show. You get 20% off. I'm telling you.
I know. You're
people.
Dying.
They're are so effing comfortable, and if you don't like them, you send them back. But I swear to God,
dirty or anything, they don't care.
Yeah, you're not gonna want to send them back. And I know it's just underwear. Who cares? But I'm telling you, super effing comfortable. They're made out of some material called modal or whatever like that.
It's like from the Appalachians.
Yeah, it's like from the hidden hills somewhere. I don't know.
Isn't like the Appalachians? They go,
they go deep in the jungle and make these things.
Can you show them to me? Can we put it on Snapchat?
The MeUndies? Yeah.
I'll right now?
It. Yeah. I'm down.
Nice.
Yeah. Let me just stuff them real quick.
Yeah. Please do. Okay. Thanks everyone for listening. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. I have a daily routine that keeps me grounded. Things that I absolutely must do before I can even head out the door. And over the past few months, I added something new, The Intensity by Pour Moi. The Intensity combines two things I love and talk about all the time, Kegel exercises and orgasms. Seriously, I feel like they made this product just for me. Originally developed as a medical device to cure, yes, cure, many pelvic floor issues women experience, like inability to orgasm and urinary incontinence, especially after childbirth, the makers quickly learned that the only real side effects from its use were incredible orgasms, which, if you ask me, is not a bad side effect at all. The Intensity applies gentle electrostimulation directly to the pelvic floor muscles. It gives you an amazing, effective Kegel workout. And, as you know, stronger Kegels equals stronger orgasms. So once they realized the Intensity was the best of both worlds, utility and pleasure, the designers added powerful vibrations and a clitoral stimulator for that pleasure side effect. The result is much more than a sex toy. Seriously, it's a product that has changed my sex life. Now it's your turn. To find out how the Intensity can change your sex life, go to sexwithemily.com and click on the Intensity banner. Don't forget to use code Emily at checkout so they know who sent you.